Log Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Miss P
and Lady C,
and this is the In Tune Show. Okay, Lady C, what the heck is going on with this new drug that you just found? Tell us about it.
Okay, it's not even a drug. It's basically a plant. It kind of looks like marijuana, but it looks like spices. It's called salvia, and what it is, it's a legal. This is, you see, I gotta pronounce, my pronunciation is off. It's a hallo, halluction. Okay, how do you pronounce it?
All right, you pronounce it.
It's a hallucinogen. There we go. A hallucinogen. And it's targeted at teens. It basically is related to the sage, the sage spice and the mint. It's family of those plants. And it was basically the northern mountaineers in Yucas, Texas. They've been using the leaf plant for rituals and for religion reasons. So, of course, it came to the Mideast, the Midwest, and teens have been using it. So what they're doing is they're smoking it with a bong, or they're using, like, marijuana to mix in, or mix it in with something to, you know, roll it up and smoke it. And what it does is it basically makes you hallucinate for 5 minutes, so they say.
Whoa.
And this, yes, and this, you can actually get it on 34th Street. Like, they sell this in, like, health stores, and they sell it like if it's potato chips, okay?
Okay, but is what street 134th Street? Because I might have to pay them a visit. No, I'm just kidding, but go ahead.
You know what? I seen it briefly on the TV with the 34th Street, but I think it was like independent health store. You know how they have those, not a GNC-related, but the, like, little health shops all around, and they basically sell it over the counter, and you could purchase it, and people don't even know that they're, you know, the teenagers are using it, and I would think more than teenagers, you know, probably adults too, and I heard Miley Cyrus is linked to this drug too, so supposedly they caught her smoking it in a bong, and she was upping this salvia plant / drug, which is not known as a drug. And these kids, you know, what if they say, hey, Mom, I want to get some vitamins or something, and they purchase that, and we don't even know what it is, and we just think, oh, it's from the vitamin store. And meanwhile, they're using this to get high.
Right. But if you really think about it, Lady C, there's a lot of different components in the vitamins that they sell over the counter these days, as well as the medication. But we'll save that for, like, another day. And stuff like that, because it goes on and on and on, because there's a lot of stuff that's not good for us that's in certain things that we swallow on a daily basis, but we'll save that when we do health and wellness. However, let's get on these videos. I can't wait to talk about these videos.
Oh my goodness.
That 22 billion racks and counting.
I actually watched this on Hoarders, okay? This was on Hoarders, and I put it on DVR, and I had to rewind and fast forward because it was just incredible. It's just, this was like his family. It basically was that his wife had passed away. I don't know if they showed it on a clip, but since I watched it, his wife had passed away, I believe, and he just adapted these, he started feeding these rats, and they became his comfort. So he just drew more and more, and I just have no words for this. Who?
Right.
What?
I was speechless.
How? Oh, my
but
goodness.
But the crazy thing about it is, was, like, they was lining them up in containers. They had a whole trailer full of rats. Talking about 500 of them went to good homes. What? What about the other 22 billion?
That was crazy. Yes. They said they went to adoption places. Like, these were children. Okay? How is that possible? They put, I think it's crazy because they, like you said, they put them in containers and they had like, they grouped five each. And they said, oh, yes, we're going to make sure that they have great homes. Who, if these people don't have snakes, then guess what? Your rat is not promised tomorrow, okay? This dude is getting killed on site. How?
Oh, my goodness. Please. My whole thing was like, they couldn't get them out the walls, Lady C, right? They were, like, chasing these things around the house and getting all winded and crazy. I was like, well, why didn't they use that method with the Pied Piper? Get one of those damn flutes and start blowing that flute and line those shits up and get them out of the house in 2.5 seconds. All that chasing them around,
me?
I would have been like, somebody give me a flute, okay? Because I was about to get these together. Give me some tights, a flute, and a hat with a Peter Pan, little Peter Pan hat with a feather in it. It's the Pied Piper.
You,
and we're going to get these out of here in like 5 minutes.
No, but those dudes were like, they were in the walls for years. So they had probably like escape routes, like, come on, everybody, this way. Like the what is it, the railroad. They have like a railroad, all kind of stuff in there, buried alive. And it's just crazy.
It was crazy.
Could a man, come on, Miss P. What would, if you was him, would you have like, what? I don't know.
I probably would have found comfort in drugs and alcohol first. They would have came in and tripped over, like, so many bottles of alcohol. You know, as opposed to me being surrounded by rats, no, that would never work. They would have came in here and found my charred remains, okay, because I would have set myself on fire. But
are you kidding me? But, no, you know what really, really got me was that these rats did not, they never bit him. It was like they were little dogs licking him, as he said. So,
yeah, because
they were attacking these other people. They just scent, like they were drawn to his scent. Like that was Papa Splinter.
I thought about Willard. I thought about Lillard because he got along with the rats fine too until that big one Ben got on his behind and was tearing him all to pieces.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
I mean, come on. Any animal that you have can turn on you. I love animals, don't get me wrong, but a house full of rats, like 2.5 million of them, that's more than how many people is in New York City. I have enough problems dealing with humans, and then I have to turn around and deal with a whole house full of rats too. That's crazy. But let's talk about the lady on the train, the hobo, with tissue, cleaning herself. What? Please, let me know, Lady C, please.
She remind me of like a big, oversized baby doll that you feed and it pees and doodles in like the little pamper. But this lady was literally wiping, like, I think she had her menstrual, for real, because she stuffed tissue back in there and just pulled up her pants. So it just was incredible. And then these two people, the smell on that train, I know had to be horrific. And these two people just watched this Spanish girl, and she was like, well, Star, but I wouldn't be able to watch that. Like, oh, my goodness. What do you think?
No, that was disgusting. It was disgusting. And like you said, Lady C, that must have been like some smell beyond smell, I'm telling you. And I don't know how they sat there and videotaped that. Like we were saying last week about the rat that was doing the aerobics on crack. Anybody who stands there and can deal with certain things like that, they need medication. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And what about the freaking little girl with the eyebrows, and the mom is like, well, I would have just did it anyway. Hello, 911. On
911.
Speed dial. I see I got to put that on speed dial, 911, and put that as one of my fave fives, the top fives or something, because people need
exactly
to be called on. I'm telling you, if it was last week, the pampered baby running around in the snow, now we have in full-fledged, this woman is like, oh, did it, get it, her skin came off last time, but it's okay, do it again. And a little girl is traumatized. Yes.
As a parent, as a mother, you've seen your child's skin get ripped off the last time and you making her do this again? You know the scarring as an adult that she might have in her eyebrows? Her eyebrows may never grow the same. What if they just never grow back? this lady
her up as a woman.
Not. She's setting her up for failure as a woman. Because this little girl, if you know what's hilarious, if you don't see it in motion and it has that quick clip of the little girl in horror, she looks like a midget. She looks so grown already. And it's crazy. Wow. Did you see that? And she's screaming and they're giving her candy. They're giving her
right.
candy.
Right. It's retarded. It really is. Certain people are locked up innocently, and there's people that are committing crimes regularly that are still walking around the street able to do the same things every day, and it's beyond me. It's really, really crazy out there, ladies. See, it really is. But did you hear about the Britney and Kanye West Twitter session?
You have to let me know what's going on with that, because I'm just confused.
Okay, well, here it is, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm up. And I'm just browsing. So this is the actual content he sent to her. Yo, Brittany, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you be number one. But me and Jay-Z single is one of the best songs of all time. So the responses that people were, like, breaking, and I kind of got a few of them. One of the responses was, did you ever really think you could touch Brittany in sales? Go back to the dumpster you came from. Right, and then someone else said, ha, 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 what a great joke, you know. And then later he deleted the comment, and I guess because of all of, you know, the backlash he was getting from it. And then he explained himself by saying, I thought laugh out loud was a sign for a joke. He didn't realize that in 2011 that laugh out loud didn't symbolize a joke anymore. Memo to self.
Oh, goodness, I need to put that in my BlackBerry and my planner, too.
Right.
I didn't know that either.
Right,
kidding
but
me?
See, the thing about it is that, of course, people are going to get defensive because he's a very controversial individual.
Yes.
So people are kind of already like, okay, Kanye, we already know how you are. So since he did that to Taylor Swift, now all their guards are up. Like, what? You know, so even if he was joking, that should have been already known that was going to stir up a bunch of stuff because of it, of the previous times, you know, that he has done certain things or said certain things that offended people. So,
It's true, but if you don't realize you're a liar, then you won't know that when you're lying that people will look at you different. So as far as him, I just think that he doesn't realize, like, when somebody's cocky, sometimes they don't realize, oh, I'm really cocky. Am I really that way? And their jokes, they've already been targeted to look like this. And it's like, oh, how dare he do this? And they already, you know, ready to judge. And meanwhile, he's thinking, you know, Britney's my girl, this and that. And then, of course, viewers are going to see that and say, this a-hole, like, how dare he? And you know, a lot of people still love Britney. She did the whole drug thing, and everybody's rooting for her, and she got her hair off, all of this nonsense. And, of course, he's going to look like the bad guy again. So he just has to be mindful that people look at him as a jerk. So that's what it is. That's what it is. But I don't think he's a jerk. I just think it was a joke, and people just read into it. Because you, as a celebrity, you can't be secretive, or you can't joke because people will twist your words. So it was twisted and they took it wrong, and of course people don't like him already. So I think that's what happened. But he just has to be mindful. Next time text her personally, okay?
Kanye, right.
Don't go Twittering jokes, because people don't get your jokes anymore.
And sometimes, believe it or not, even when I'm texting back and forth with people, sometimes you're coming across a certain way in your mind, but in someone else's, when they're reading it and perceiving it, it could be offensive, you know, or it could be like, what, you know, because it's words that's written down. And if it's not verbally said to you, how can you actually get the meaning of the real true meaning behind those words?
Exactly.
So I think I'm kind of giving up text messaging, Lady C, a little bit, because we have gotten so used to text messaging these days that no one ever picks up the phone these days and talk. What happened to the days when you would sit down on the phone and actually have a decent conversation, even if it was like 2 minutes on the phone? Everybody has fall prey to the text messaging and email system, which is crazy. So I have to check myself on that. I had a conversation with a cousin of mine earlier, and we were just talking about that, like how we just text and never take a chance to say hi. Right. You don't even know how each other sound anymore.
You can't, right? You don't understand. It's like, I love you. You could text, okay, I love you. Oh, how sweet. But it's still so good to hear a voice, you know, someone that you want to say, oh, I love you. Imagine if you was in a relationship and you guys just text, I love you. I love you too. It's not, it's just crazy. And I completely understand what you say. But I'm not a phone person. Some people aren't phone people. Like, I would rather, like, text a friend and say, hey, how are you, then get on the phone, and I know this person will talk me to death and not know how to get off, and it's like, oh, save me the dread, okay? The dreadful horror.
No, I understand
horror
that, too.
Of the horror, right?
Right. Now, we all have people in our lives that's like that, but sometimes it's a little bit impersonal when a person has something that they really want to say and they don't want to text a whole story, you know? Because if they never made text messaging or invented that onto a phone, then we would still be talking over the phone. So
yes,
we have to look at it like that. If texting go down tomorrow, like they were screaming Facebook was going down, a lot of people would die because they don't know how to pick up a phone and dial numbers no more. No one even memorizes numbers. Honestly, I don't even know my house number. And that's crazy to me.
That's bananas, yes, and I agree. Oh, my goodness. Anybody, even cousins, like, I just save it on my phone. If, God forbid, I lose my phone and I don't have a backup, I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
I will literally have to write a letter, or if I remember the addresses, or email, if I have the email, because we just so rely on technology to do a lot of stuff for us. But it's just the world now is just what it is, right? Who
right.
writes a letter it's anymore?
The... I do.
People email. Well, I know you do. I know you do.
Maybe
a
this
book
shows my
in.
Age, but I do. I enjoy writing letters sometimes because, I mean, you could go pick out any kind of Hallmark card because they got it to say anything. They even have music in it and all kind of stuff. But at the same time, it's like it's more personable if you sat down and actually wrote something yourself from the heart, because anybody could pick out a card. How much time does that take? But to sit down to apply yourself to write something to someone what is what makes the difference to me. You could put six pieces of paper glued together with scotch tape and put my name on it, Miss P. I'm going to be happy more than you passing me something that you bought in Hallmark or from Duane Reade or whatever.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about the quality. It's about the quantity of how you put it together, how you took your time, the quantity of time you put into the effort of. You know what I mean? A little bit. So, to me, it's like, write
one more
to me. Uh-huh,
yes.
Go ahead, Miss Lady C.
Write to you, like you're an inmate.
write to me,
baby.
I need commissary. I need commissary. My doc number is GTEEE107, Miss P at the end.
No, but you know what? You know what I fall, like, in prison to? Texting is nothing like spell check, okay? When you're writing, you don't want to look up a dictionary. You know, spell check will do everything for you. It's beautiful, and it's crazy because sometimes I mix words up, and to this day, I know I got spell check. So it's like, oh, whatever, I'll just spell check it, and it'll fix it.
Right.
Like, whatever. And that's sad because when it's time to write an essay, dude, you're going to be spelling you, just Y.
Abbreviating everything.
Right, your, you are. And it's crazy. People are going to look at you like, okay, are you in second grade, dude?
Like, really? What's going on? How old you say you were again and you want to get this executive assistant job?
Exactly.
Okay.
You have to.
But we have a caller coming in, Miss Lady C. Do you want to take it?
Of course.
Okay. Caller, you on the air?
Caller.
Okay, I guess they gave up because we just probably just talked through the time that they were calling.
Oh, no.
Like,
caller. Wait, the pay. Oh, goodness gracious. Maybe. Oh,
yeah.
Can. Great.
It's okay. They'll call us back. So,
well,
what else,
what,
Miss Lady C? What else we have to talk about?
I'm loving Miss Freddie Lawrence, Mr. Freddie Lawrence. Excuse me, Freddie. I'm sorry for saying this, but I love him.
I love him as well. I searched him down on Facebook. I stayed up that night looking for his show.
What?
You know, so that, you know, I guess he didn't really figure out how to set it up or whatever, but I totally waited up for that.
Aww.
But tomorrow night is on at 11. For those of you that don't know, Freddie Lawrence for You, that's the name of his show, and he's actually going to be, you know, online tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, and it's really no topic. It's just about talking about everything, and he's such a fun individual that I'm just telling everybody to Facebook him, show him support on his show. He's really, really awesome, and I look forward to us doing a show all three together because that was his request.
Yes. He is so fabulous.
Yes.
He's like Mr. Perez updated. Okay.
Yes, and oh my God, Lady C, happy birthday!
Thank you. I just, I'm getting older, but I'm not older, okay? I'm not sure that way, right? I'm getting older,
I'm
but
really
not older.
I'm really Benjamin Button, okay?
In my mind, I'm getting older, not my body, okay? That's what I'm telling myself. My mind has aged. But I'm,
okay,
you know what?
I'm going to take my body together, so it's not my body.
I Velcroed it, right? I have Velcro all over, so it sticks together. If it just, I don't know, I just don't know, but it's this life. I'm just glad I've lived to see another year, and I'm glad I have people, great people around me to see more years to come. Like you, Miss P.
Oh, thank you. I really, really, really felt that love coming through the line to my soul. I'm taking it in. Thank you.
All right, not online, okay? Not on air. I think the caller has called back.
Okay, let's take the call. You answered it, Missy?
Let's see. Caller, it's your time to shine. Caller. Oh, no. You know what, Miss P, can you try?
Sure.
Try it.
You know what? For some reason, the switchboard is acting nuts today.
It is.
I don't know.
It's giving like a sign. Let me see.
I don't know. Caller, are you on the air? Yeah, something is terribly, terribly wrong with this whole picture.
It ruined our show.
Well, you know what? The show must go on with or without technology. See, this is my point about technology, how we become so codependent on it. And this is what it does to us.
And it's sad because we have featured artists, right? We're supposed to be interviewing.
Yes, I'm supposed to call in and we're supposed to talk to them tonight. But, you know, I
you
think this is actually Freddie trying to talk to us.
Oh, Freddie.
I think this is Freddie because he did say he was going to call in and give you a happy birthday. You know.
It was a fab birthday. I'm not going to say how old I am. I'm 21. I'm finally legalized.
No, I just turned 11.
I don't want to ever be 11 again. That's that ugly duckling stage. I'm glad I would rather be 21.
Duckling stage. Oh,
yeah, it's when you look goofy and you're just growing into who you are. 11,
that's
I didn't even
true.
Have anything. Come on. You might have breast sisters because, you know, you got someone. You got a set on you. Right. I had nothing.
No, I didn't. Lady C, I promise you. I didn't get boobs until I was like 15. I never had a training bra. I never had an A, B, C, how women usually go through the stages, and you're all like, yay, I'm an A, I'm a B, I'm a C, you know. I never, ever had any of those size bras. I went straight to a C+.
Get out of here.
I'm not even playing. My first bra was a C+, okay? And now I'm not even going to tell y'all what the rest of this is about, okay? This
well,
is the affinity and beyond. There's no letters no more for that stuff. No. They ran out of letters
affinity.
For me.
And beyond. But you know what's crazy? When women get implants, do you not understand? You will have back problems and all types of nonsense for the rest of your life. Do you really want that?
Exactly.
It's incredible. But you know what? Freddie is supposed to be calling. Hopefully we can get a hold because, like you said, the switchboard is acting up. Do you want to talk about, Kevin? Or you just want
to
wait?
Yeah, well, Kevin was supposed to call in today, and I know that he's a busy man because he just got signed to open for Chris Brown and,
ooh,
you know, a few other artists. We're going to shout out Kevin. Congrats on that. So I know he was also doing photo shoots, and he had shows and stuff to showcase. He had a lot going on. So basically, he's probably, you know, caught up with what he's doing, just being freshly signed to open up for Chris Brown and a few others. So I can totally get it. We'll just have to, you know, reschedule him for another interview when his time permits. We also supposed to talk to Fashawn at some point today because, you know, we was giving him a shout-out last show about his party that's coming this Saturday. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. It could be the switchboard, so I'm not going to go crazy on anybody and hawk up yet, you know, because Miss P know how to turn into the hawk. I think y'all seen that on the video we posted today.
I don't want to see that. Yes, on the video, we seen you get down. Okay, he was doing the Dracula meets freaking Wall Street. And you know what's hilarious is I watched it. At the end, when you did the little shaking your waist, the dude that was passing by with the suit, did you see how he looked at you? Like, he looked at you like, you're lucky. I would have tore you up if I was a black man. Did you see that? Did you see that look?
No, I didn't see that look. Lady C, you want to answer the call?
646-251-7769. Yes, ma'am. Let's see what... Caller, it's your time to shine. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
What is going on?
Is this Joey Brown Eyes?
You already know. Oh my goodness.
Wow, everybody. Your voice is like amazing.
Right. Oh. Everybody, this is Joey Brown Eyes, the CEO of For Better Music. He's phenomenal producer, songwriter, extraordinaire. We love him.
He also has a big part to do with Intune,
so he's responsible for why Lady C and Miss P is on the air. So, Joey, hey!
But I love it all, though. I appreciate it. Yo, what's going on, man? I was calling, man. I want to call, you know, congratulate y'all for doing y'all thing, because, you know, y'all doing y'all thing.
Thank you.
You know, it's a little delay in the phone and everything. But, you know, congratulations to the ladies. You know, keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying?
We really appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
You know, y'all do y'all thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always tuning in, keeping in touch, like, listening, supporting.
Hey, Mr. JB, can we get like, a note? Can you, like, do a note for us? Come on. Like, a fly guy note?
I would love to, but not for nothing. There's a strong, like, a delay in this right now. You know, I don't want to sound like I got a chorus with me. You know?
No, I understand that. And there is something going on with the switchboard. So we're not going to put you on Front Street today, but we are going to definitely hit you up, hit up your secretaries and stuff like that. We definitely want to book something where we can have a sit-down time with you, JB.
Yeah, definitely. Don't gas me, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. I'm always listening support, man, you know. And for people that's listening, like, this is, you know, it's a family thing, yo, you know, for people that... You know, that's trying to do their thing in the up and coming. You know, this is definitely a home for y'all to, you know, zinc, show y'all skill, do what y'all got to do, get things off your chest. And, you know, it's all
family. I wish I had more chest.
You know. Ha, ha, ha.
You didn't see the delay in that, huh?
Happy birthday to Miss...
Thank you.
Or should I say Lady C... You know,
yes, Lady C.
Big up. You know,
Thank you. We appreciate all the love, JB. And we really admire you. And we appreciate you. And we salute you.
I know,
and we
I
love
didn't mean
you.
To hold that show salute. And all that. But, you know, I just wanted to big y'all up. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. You know, y'all got to work on this delay. You know, ladies, keep shining. You know.
Oh, no.
And,
thank you, JB.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Love
you. Thank you so much for calling. Love you, too. Okay,
yeah, bye-bye. I'll be in touch. All right, later.
Stay in tune, dude.
Okay, for better. Okay, we have another caller on the air. Paula, you on the air? This is Miss P.
And Miss Cario, Lady C. Your time to shine. Hello?
Hello?
Aw.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have a real big grievance with these. When we were talking about writing letters,
these are one of the things that
I enjoy writing letters about, things that happen like this to hinder, you know, my flow. Yeah. This is what's going to really be on a piece of paper, because it has to be. This is not like a regular email. This is like, come to your door.
Smoke signals.
Calling you on the air. This is Miss P.
And Lady Cavio. Hello?
Caller, are you there? Caller? Caller, are you there? Wow,
hello,
Lady
caller.
C. This is really crazy tonight.
Aww. Oh, we have a whole bunch of callers.
We apologize. We really, really apologize about this phone situation. This is so uncool. We don't even know what's going on.
It's unreal. It's on everything.
It really is. This is something that, since we've been on the air, ladies and gentlemen, has never happened. So for our first-time listeners, we just want to apologize about the craziness that's going on with the switchboard tonight, because for some reason we're not able to pick up the calls. So,
you know what?
Please understand our position. We're not in control of the technology that we're buying from, you know. So we're going to have to definitely try to make this show up to you guys because of what's going on right now. Let's see if we can pick up another call. Caller, you on the air? Hello, caller? Caller? Oh, man. Let's see.
I'm so upset.
Caller, you on the air?
Oh, I hear something.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Caller?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So are we having technical difficulties tonight?
Yes, we are. Can you believe this?
I don't think you're having technical difficulties. I think the callers are just pressing one too many times.
Is this my Melly Mel?
Yes, it's your Melly Mel.
this is Melissa.
Catch up to you. So what's the conversation for the night?
Well, we were randomly getting thrown off guard. Now, because our switchboard is acting up, and plus we supposedly had two interviews tonight. So our schedule today is kind of knocked off. So you tell us what you want to talk about tonight.
You know,
I want to talk about
lame-ass jobs that are giving layoffs because they are going bankrupt.
But
wow.
You know what,
yes.
Melly, you can't be mad because the economy is bad. So you can't knock them because they have to do it.
They're going bankrupt. You see, you know how many patients we see in one day. How
so
are we going bankrupt?
Melissa's talking about AllMed, and it's located on, I believe, 137th?
No, 140th and 3rd Avenue.
Oh,
and it's called AllMed Medical, and it's the HIV office.
Not
can you hear
only
me?
HIV.
Yes, we can
it's
hear you.
It's not only HIV, but it's an all-in-one clinic with
Exactly.
We see a whole bunch of specialties and physical therapy. We see about 500, maybe 600 patients a day, and we are going bankrupt. Like, who is stealing the money? I'm going to shout all that out. I do not care. Who is stealing the money?
Listen, it's not Miss Slingsby. I'm going to say it's not Miss Slingsby, okay? I love that woman.
I love that woman, too. I know it's not her. But Mr. Joe Alfonso,
don't even do that. You know what, Melissa, we're going to talk about, because since Miss P, I don't want her to not know what we're talking about. How about we talk about when cheating is cheating? How do you know when cheating is cheating?
How do you know when cheating is cheating when he comes home talk about he was with his boys all the time?
Right?
That's a good one.
His boy is the one calling you talking about, where he at? What you mean where he at? I thought he said he was with you.
That's called busted. That's what that's called. Okay.
Yeah, and then he calls and then he comes home talking about, I bumped into him after he spoke to you.
Oh, man.
And then the other one ends up coming to your house right after. Like, nigga, y'all were supposed to be together all day. What the hell are you doing in my house now?
That's
right.
Yeah, that's called busted. Again, like Lady C said, that is totally busted. You know, that's
right.
When you get out the trolleys and shotguns. you know, because you got to get the body bags all lined up, you know, all of that. As the friends come and visit and you bump into the friends and they're like, oh, yeah, where's my boy such and such? And he's not with these boys that he's proclaiming to be with. That's when you slowly but gradually start getting your duct tape together, your body bag, your trolley, and your shotgun loaded each day. Yes, loaded up another bullet every day. That's what I say. So somebody's going down. But you didn't hear that on the Intune show.
You did not, because if anything happens, we're not responsible. Do you hear me?
I think so. We will edit this part out, okay?
You know, but I'm talking about less things, like as far as what if presents? Do you think presents is considered cheating, or do you think going on a evening date with someone else other than your girlfriend or your boyfriend is considered cheating?
It all depends, honestly, because, all right, let's put it like this. If you go out with a coworker and your coworker is supposed to be a man, if you are going out as friends, as coworkers, that's not cheating.
Okay.
But
right.
To a man, it's considered cheating because another man should not get into a man's relationship, whether you're a coworker or not. A nigga should know his line, right? Supposed
mm-hmm.
to be to a man. But to a woman, the nigga's not—he's not trying to kick no game. He's just trying to take you out for a night out to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and
right.
just to chill. You know what I'm saying? It might be other coworkers involved, but if it's only you and that coworker and y'all talking about other stuff and y'all just going to go catch a bite before you go home, I think that that's not cheating.
Right? What do you think about that, Miss V?
Well, honestly, I feel like this. People have to learn how to have self-esteem because that's where jealousy stems from, a low self-esteem. Because if you're secure within yourself, then you can go out with 50 people and it's okay. Because when I go out with 50 people, I want you to know that, baby, I love you. My attention is there. If you like, you can join us. If not, I'll be home at a certain time. But you would know that we could trust each other enough where I don't have to be checking your cell phone, doing all this crazy stuff, because we have that faith in each other, and I'm not insecure about me and my girlfriend's relationship or me and my man's relationship. So in my mind, that, you know, everybody should have to learn at some point that you have your own insecurities that cause you to believe. It's because you're a cheater, that's why you believe the other person's a cheater, because you haven't let go. Because if you learn how to let go of little things in your life, then none of that stuff means anymore. It's just like when we was hanging out with our girlfriends and we used to talk gossip about the next female. We don't know her, but just because all our friends don't like her, we don't like her. We don't have a real reason not to like her. But as you grow up and you progress in life and your values change and your opinions change, you don't need to gossip about the next person because who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a cheater and you get over that, then you don't want to basically worry. You're not worried about whether your loved one is cheating because you're over it. You've been there, you've done that, and now you have full trust. And I trust everybody until you cross me. What do you think, Lady C?
Well, you know what I think, ladies? I think that if you have to lie about any situation, it's cheating. If you have to lie and say, oh, I'm going out with Tammy and you're going out with John, who's your co-worker, then it's cheating. I think if you get a present and you say, hey, Barbara got me this, and it was really jam, then you're cheating. Anything you have to lie about or hide, then it's cheating.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you're dating crazy people. When you're dating people that's on medication and they got, well, they skipped the clinic and they haven't been diagnosed yet.
Well, why
sometimes
would
you want to tell
like
them
that?
Because what if? Because some people don't know how to. They don't know how to differentiate what's good for them and what's not good for them. Because sometimes, like we were talking about in our other relationship piece, that some people don't go through the stages. They just jump right in the bed and then you my man and then you my woman. So you don't get to learn that in between stage that this person was incarcerated and killed 80 people, or this person was locked up in a sane asylum because they was on all kind of Ritalin and all kind of crazy stuff. So once you're in a situation, sometimes it's hard to walk away. Everybody's situation is different. So sometimes maybe you got something and was innocent, but because your loved one is crazy, you don't want to say that X and Y Z gave it to you. So you make up a story because you don't want to go through the drama. Not to say
you know
right,
what,
but you just don't want to have the drama.
Absolutely. And Melly, I want to thank you for calling and for your opinion, for voicing. Thank you so much for supporting us, Miss P
right.
and Lady C. And keep calling. And I think we have a few other callers online.
Yes. Thank you, Melly.
See you later, baby. We salute you. Keep listening.
And if you have babies, you need to join the site and post them. We love children. Because I hear a little baby in the background. I don't know if it's yours, but we love the children.
Oh, it's mine, girl.
Got good ears.
Hey, duties after work.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Lady C, you want to pick up the next call?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. It's your time to shine, caller. Caller?
Oh, my goodness. Once again, Lady C and I would like to apologize for all this craziness with the switchboard. It's only allowing us to pick up certain calls tonight. I don't know what's going on, but it was giving us trouble when we were trying to set it up, just to let you guys know that we're not trying to avoid you guys. It's just we can't connect to you like we want to, so we're going to definitely have to make this up to you at some point in life. Right, Lady C?
Yes, we will. We will send letters to everybody. Just send us your address.
We will write them. We're not going to text them.
Exactly.
We're going to write them, literally. Sit down with pen and paper.
And if you like sloppy writing, you will love my letters, okay?
If you want to see people,
writing,
if you want a letter that's like doctor written, like a prescription, Lady C will
I'm your lady. And also, I will type out the original so you know what I'm saying, okay? So there's going to be a handwritten one and a typed, beautifully one, okay? Of everything, every word in the print.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just say that I'm in my apartment right now, and it's like it's snowing in my apartment. I am fully dressed, like if I'm ready to go skiing up in here. Can anybody, I know people are going through this all over the world. I know I cannot be the only one, okay? That is like sitting up in the house and ready to put on snow boots, like I'm going skiing or something.
You know, put your Uggs on, Miss P.
It is so cold. But, Lady C, I also wanted to share with you and everybody briefly about these two movies that I watched. It's called The Alexandra Project and Chocolate. Now, The Alexandra Project was really, really good because it was just about what we was talking about cheating and how do you know when, you know, what do you consider cheating? So just real quick, basically the lady found out her husband was doing all this crazy stuff. His birthday came about. And she arranged this whole big thing for him on videotape with the kids, and then she sent the kids away. I mean, she got him so good where it was like for the first time through their whole marriage that he really paid attention to what was happening. I'm not trying to give away any parts of it, but if you guys have Netflix, it will be on our site, The Alexandra Project. Definitely check that out. Definitely.
Whoa.
And then Chocolate is about a female that learned how to do karate. She's Korean. She learned how to do karate just from looking at people do it because she was she's mentally challenged. So she can't do nothing else, but she can do karate. Yes, you guys, I had tears in my eyes. You guys got to check that out too. Lady,
maybe it's just in her DNA.
I just wanted to share that. Huh?
Maybe it's in her DNA. Maybe that's how she can do karate.
Yeah, her
so
mother
well.
Was like down, was like a killer, a killer. So I guess it was in her DNA, and her dad was a killer too. So I guess that's what it's about because I kind of related to that because it kind of took me to that thing about how we have all these challenges in life, but it doesn't matter. Don't let anything disable you. You know, you can do whatever you want to do if you just focus. And she just focused on that karate until she learned how to just tear everybody up. So you guys need to check that out
too.
Whoa.
Sounds like a damn fight fest.
It was like a shark fest. It was a shark fest. It was like you was on dangerous grounds. Like you was in like Jaws 6, and it's not even a Jaws 6.
What?
But she went crazy on those dudes. I'm telling you, the baddest of the bad. She was taken down. What? I was like trying to stand up and do some of those moves. Y'all know I'm silly. I was up there trying to do. I was like, what?
No.
Wiggle.
You know what? Maybe we should do a next video of you trying to do those moves.
I'm telling you, I'm taking it. I'm doing actually, guys. Missy, let's just give her a shout out right now. She did an excellent job on the video.
People were actually hitting me up. Who do your editing? Who do your editing?
You know what? I really wanted to edit it through like a real legit program, but next time I will learn and I will do it. That was just a little jokey joke, but on our real stuff, it will be edited way better than that.
Yeah, that was awesome. We're going to have different segments, too. What about Serial Blamer? You guys ever heard of a Serial Blamer?
I like that. No, but please, tell me. Tell me about it.
Well, I'm not
going
to give it away. I just wanted to plug that in there. We're not going to give it away, Lady C. I just wanted to plug it in there. Serial Blamer is going to be one of our segments on live, on video. So you guys got a piece of how silly we are on our lunch break. So imagine seeing us as serial blamers. Stay tuned for that it's going to be hilarious.
Hilarious.
But I'm going to give the floor back to you, Lady C.
It's going to be hilarioso, and you know so. I'm just you know that was us. And you know what, Miss P? I thought about something that was cool, and this is like a off the top thing. How about SNS swag, Miss P? Do you know what that is?
No, tell me about it.
Okay, it's basically different people from different states letting us know what their lingo is. Like the different, you know how people in the, like Cali and Los Angeles, they were saying cuz back in the day, and we like adopted it in New York City. I actually had met someone in Florida, from Florida, and they told me like, what was it? They said, I have some different lingo terms. What was it? I'm sorry, I'm just kind of like blank now.
No, I understand what you're saying. We're going to have people call in and give us their lingo, the lingo that they have where they're from.
Because
everyone has a different term for something. You know, when I meet people in the street, they'd be like, oh, where are you from? I'd be like, New York. They'd be like, oh, my God, I should have known your accent. And I'm like, what accent? So, totally, I get it.
You know what? Now I remember. He said, what's the play? Hey, what's the play? And in Florida, that means, like, what's popping? Well, I mean, for us, that means what's popping. But in Florida, that's how you would say it. What's the play?
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like, yeah. And also they had said, what was it? On your trail. On your trail kind of means, like, you're digging somebody over there. So it kind of sounds like you're going hunting to me,
but okay.
That's what I thought about on your trail. Like, I thought about camping and stuff, you know, in the wilderness.
I thought about trail
mix. You follow a trail, so it's kind of like, I guess, for a female and a guy, he's following her. So I want people to start getting involved with that, and we will, you know, talk about it, because that'll be cool. You know, we have somebody from Nebraska saying New York lingo. You know, it's cool to mix in and match.
Right. That's so true. Also, I want to just tell everybody who has been hitting up our Intune page on Facebook and on MySpace, you know, thanks for all the love and everything. I will get back to everybody. Me and Lady C will get back to everybody before the end of the week. We're just going to have a meeting tomorrow, and we're going to kind of get our calendar together for February and everything like that, and then that way I can start booking more people for interviews. Right now I'm on hold because we are booked for the rest of the month, and we are actually booked for the first week in February. So basically, going forward, we want to show love to everybody, but we can't just do it at a drop of a dime. So basically, like I said, we'll get back in touch with everybody later this week to follow up on, you know, interviews and stuff like that, because we wish we could see everybody do a talk all day, but we just really can't. So
I'm sorry, Miss P. We were Fashion Sean Gills was supposed to be you're supposed to be interviewing him, am I right?
Yeah, Fashion was supposed to be on, but I don't know if he was trying to call in because of the line, and we were also supposed to be talking to Mr. Kevin,
But, again, they could have been calling us, so I'm going to have to reschedule them in because for some reason the switchboard is acting crazy tonight, so we weren't able to pick up calls. And because of technology, we have not memorized everybody's number. So I don't know who's calling.
But I definitely want to give a shout-out to Mr. Fashion. I actually listened to some of his music, and he has a Light It Up remix with him and Drake, and I had definitely had some questions for him. And he's had over 316 plays on my space for that. And I just think it's cool. You know, I have some questions to ask him, so hopefully we could reschedule that. And also for Kevin, I'm loving, he has a song featuring, I believe, what is it, Casanova? And it's called, sorry, I'm actually looking it up now. I wrote it down.
Okay.
It's called, Why I Can't. And it's a cool song. No, I'm so sorry. It's called After Party featuring Casanova. And it's on his page. And I just think it's a really hot song. You guys have to listen to it. It's like a party song. And Casanova, you know, he's rapping on it. And Kevin's singing on it. And I just think it's a great mix. So you guys need to check that out. And I also wanted to ask Kevin, how was his performance at the Boiler Room in Dallas, Texas yesterday? So, Kevin, you have
Absolutely.
To please reschedule. You have to reschedule. And Mr. Fashion, I'm so sorry if I'm saying it wrong. You definitely have to reschedule. Fashion, I'm so sorry. I have some questions for you with the whole remix and the ghostwriting and all of that. We definitely have to get back to you guys.
Absolutely, because I had the, you know, questions for Fashion as far as the swag and the bottle, and also for Kevin for the baby making. So, you know, we'll set up, these guys in. Yeah, we'll reschedule them in. But just because Fashion has a party this Saturday real quick, we only have a few minutes left, and this is where we do our shout-outs and stuff like that. We also have to follow up with you guys for that question about what inspires you, but we'll do that on the next show because we kind of got sidetracked with the lines messing up. But Fashion has a show that's this Saturday from 7 to 11:30 at Terrytown Music Hall, 13 Main Street, Terrytown, New York. You can contact him on Facebook under Sean Gillis, which is S-H-A-W-N-G-I-L-L-I-S. It's a live concert hosted by Justin Combs, P. Diddy's son. It's going to be a special DJ from Power 105.1, DJ Seuss 1. And you can buy your tickets at www.terrytownmusichall.org. Doors open at 6 p.m., and the tickets are $25. So, again, show your support. That's what it's all about, supporting each other, and try to make it out to the party. Show him some love. Unfortunately, like I said, and Miss Lady C said that, you know, our phones were jacked up, so we really got a little sidetracked in all that we had to do, and time flies. But guess what, guys? Started February 1st. Lady C, you want to fill them in?
Well, we are live and popping for 2 hours, guys. So that means more artists, more fun, more music, more people.
Yes, we are working on the music thing, implementing the music in the show so you guys can hear some of the music from the artists that we're interviewing and stuff like that. We're trying to work it all out, but we do appreciate your patience as always, Lady C.
Yes, please, guys, stay tuned to Intune. You guys have to listen. We're going to have the new fashions coming up, the new news, everything. So you guys, please try to get your friends' friends, your family's friends to log on and join us at Intune, N-T-U-N-E-D, webs.com to become part of the Intune family. And also you can go on Facebook and find us. And just join us. We're, you know, we're here to have fun, to inform you guys, and for networking.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's nothing but love here. Nothing but love. Like I said, this is only the beginning, and I like to stress this at every show because it's just the beginning. So Lady C and I are working day and night, and we really have some great things in store for you guys. So please keep listening. Please keep calling in, giving your opinions, your views. Just keep showing love because that's what we've got out here to give love. And if you know anybody that's interested in interviewing with us, just have the info. Again, Missy, it is.
Yes, you can. I'm so sorry. There was a delay, Miss P, so I didn't get to hear that last part.
Yeah, the contact information for us.
Oh, the contact, sure. You can log on to the Facebook, either or you can log on to Lady Cario. My email is NATASHA, the number 8, C as in cat, at AOL.com. Or you can log on to our info, which is intuneshow at AOL, ATUNEDSHOW at AOL.com, or at Gmail, the same first, intuneshow at Gmail. And we would love to hear from any new acts, anybody that's trying to be heard, any musicians, artists. We're looking for drawing. We have tattoo. Anybody that just loves to do what they do and just wants to be heard, please just, you know, email us your information and we could schedule an interview with you guys.
Absolutely. And again, Freddie Lawrence for you. His show is on tomorrow night at 11. I mean, we love him in such a short time. Anybody who's willing to come out and watch Family Guy with us and Grind Gears is someone that we keep it close to our hearts.
Grind wheels, grind brakes. We're grinding everything, okay?
Grind your teeth without your retainers. Like.
And Freddie, I will call in tomorrow so you can say happy birthday. I'm waiting for my happy birthday from you, Freddie.
Yes, Freddie Lawrence, we love you.
We love you with all our hearts, Freddie.
We sure do. And another thing, we want to apologize once again. I hate to sound like a broken record, but I just feel so terrible that the switchboard did what it did today. It's beyond our control. I saw the lines lighting up like crazy, and I'm so, so happy to see that people are really in tune to what we're trying to do here and show us love. However, due to the switchboard being a pain in the booty, we weren't able to talk to as many people as we would like to. So, again, as far as, like, the interviews go for Kevin and Fashion, we're going to definitely reschedule them ASAP, because they were supposed to be on with us tonight. We have a lot of questions for them. They have a lot of great music out. Again, Fashion has a party this Saturday. You can go on the website on intunes.web.com and get the info. And also, if you up on Facebook, give Kevin a shout-out. Show him love for being signed and opening up for Chris Brown. That's huge.
Hey, I'm definitely, I want to see some upcoming stuff with that.
Yeah, and our upcoming shows for February is going to be a lot of good stuff, too. We have Song List on February 1st. We have Music King on February 5th. So we have, and then we're going to have Sean and Kevin again. You're going to hear this name again because we didn't get to talk to them again. So we're going to be sounding like broken records, but we swear we're going to get all these kinks worked out and give you a show without interruption or with the people in play, you know. So we just want to thank you, Lady C.
Yes, we want to thank you guys, and I definitely want to say a shout-out to those who were supposed to interview today. We love you, and we're definitely going to reschedule, and I wish we could have more fun. We were actually just waiting for the switchboard to fix up because we would have just had different topics to talk about. But next time we're going to have topics just in case this happens again so we can have a nice, entertaining, you know, segment. But I just, you know, want to thank you guys for listening in, and I'm sorry that the switchboard is acting up. And Miss P and Lady Cario want to say we love you.
We love you. So stay in tune for a better. Okay.
For a better.
That's our new quote that we're starting the show with, that we're ending it with. And when you guys call in, that's what we want you to say. We want you to spread the word that we're about staying in tune for better, which means staying focused forever and for the better.
Exactly.
Okay, guys? Y'all get that? Okay.
You get it?
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I can't wait for
happy
your birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy
I'm going to be 93. I'm going to be at the senior citizen home eating my prunes. Okay.
And I'm going to come and bring you a pamper, okay?
Yes, because I'm going to be
nice,
right on this two train
pamper.
Doing the same thing. If these people could get away with a rat, can get on and jump on a man's leg and a lady could wipe her butt on a two train, I'm about to get away with anything.
Oh,
trust me.
And you know what?
It's going to happen.
More video footage of Miss P.
Yes, tomorrow we actually,
F-O-O-L.
Yes, tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow is going down. Oh.
Okay, guys.
So
you guys have a good night.
Into the town. Yes.
And we'll talk to you guys on Saturday.
Yes. See you then, guys. Have a great one. Safe. And be careful with the weather. It's a damn fool. Okay?
Yeah. And if you got to call out. What the heck? It's just a job.
Yeah, right. A job and the first is right around, okay? It was all over. It's not going to happen.
All right, Miss C. I'm staying tuned. I'll see you following me tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. Love you, Miss P.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Happy birthday.